More than 2,600 acres, including rough terrain dotted with thick rows of cedar trees, have gone up in smoke in Blanco, Burnett, and Llano counties. But the fire danger is just as close in places like Burney, Bulverde, Smithson Valley, or Canyon Lake. The Forest Service reports more and more people seeking hill country views are building homes in or close to thickly wooded areas, increasing the risk of property loss and wildfires. Forest Service Public Information Officer Logan Scherchel says if you buy a home in a remote, wooded, and rugged area of the hill country, do not expect the level of fire protection you would have in a big city. He says such areas usually rely on small volunteer fire departments.
People move into these areas with urban expectations that they're going to have a large fire department that can come and put fire trucks on every house and protect them. But that's just not true when you get into these rural areas.
But he says residents can prepare their homes ahead of time with a chainsaw or a pruning saw. He wants homeowners to imagine two zones around the house, one extending 30 feet from the home, and a second one beyond that extending a further 70 feet. Scherchel says there should be no large vegetation like trees, especially cedar trees, right up against the home or in the immediate 30-foot zone.
Removing select trees on your property within that 30 to 100-foot range will help lessen the fire intensity as it approaches your house.
He says dry cedar trees, also known as junipers, can provide explosive fuel to a wildfire.
When these cedar trees torch out to where the whole canopy is involved, it makes fighting the fire very difficult because we can't get resources in close enough to put out the flames. There's so much heat and so much intensity coming off of them.
In that second zone, he says homeowners should make sure there is plenty of space between the tops of any trees or canopies. He advises homeowners to measure 8 feet on a tree trunk and then cut away any branches below that height. That will help keep a ground fire or brush fire from moving up the tree. Homeowners are not entirely on their own, however. The Forest Service has personnel and firefighting equipment, including helicopters, stationed in the hill country to help fight wildfires. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.